We welcome into the program the technical director of Atlanta United, Carlos Bocanegra, who joins us this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline. Well, morning to you, Carlos, and right up front, congratulations.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, man.
Los!
Hey.
So what's going
on? A little bit more energy. I got some pep in my step for you this morning.
I see you. So, Los, so what have you been doing these last couple of days, man?
Just enjoying it. Really enjoying it. Just trying to let it settle in. It's been great. Like, it was a long season. We talked about you were making fun of me the other week.
So serious.
Not getting too high, getting too low. It's been a really nice week and really just been enjoying it.
So we've seen that the MLS Cup has made some rounds around the city of Atlanta. You
not
know,
want to talk about that? Yep.
Well, no, yep. I wasn't going to talk about it. I'm just going to ask. I was just asking, are you going to hang out with the Cup? That's what I was going to ask.
There you go.
Somebody asked me that the other day. So I don't want to know what happened. I don't want to know who was there.
No, we're not talking about it.
I might take it to dinner one night, but yeah, that's about it for me.
That's
a bit boring. I'm a bit boring, you know what I mean? A bit boring.
That's pretty cool, man. I know it's still – you still – I mean, is this sunk in yet that you guys actually won the MLS Cup in your second season? Has that really – have you really, like, grasped the magnitude of that?
No. So, like I said, we're trying to enjoy it this week. It's also a horrible time for us. We traded Greg Garza. We had to make a few other cuts. We had to make a few other roster moves. Like, it's very strange. We won the Cup Saturday night, and Sunday morning we had to tell a few people we had to leave. So it's a really horrible time, actually, the first few days afterwards. Then we had the parade, which was excellent. It's part of the business. It's part of professional sports. Then switching gears, that was a downer, but it has been wonderful. I mean, everybody has just been buzzing around the city. Anywhere we go, congratulations. We were at the game, and it's been cool for me to hear the different vantage points that people have seen the game, so how they experienced it.
Mm-hmm.
I took in the game and kind of, I don't think I really experienced it. I was watching the game and nervous and butterflies and all that other stuff, but hearing people, I was in field level, I was in the suite, I was in this section, I was in that section. It's been really cool to hear.
You know what? You touched on something that I wanted to go back to. Like, you're on the business side now. You were a player, now you're on the business side. Was this one of the toughest moves you had to make as a businessman? Like going through that and feeling that emotion, was that really tough for you?
It really was, because you, as an ex-player, you know as well, like, you fight with these guys, it's all year long, the camaraderie in the locker room, and then you've got to do what you think is best for the business and what you think is best for the club. And, nothing's personal, but again, it was a horrible few days, in all honesty, which stinks because the timing and everything like that. But have to try to move forward, have to try to do what's best for the club. And, but from a ex-player moving into the front office side of things, it was, last year was difficult. This year was even more difficult because of the timing.
Talking with Carlos Bocanegra, of course, technical director of Atlanta United, joining us this morning. Carlos, give me I know that there's been no decision, no announcement, obviously, on a new head coach. What kind of a timeline are you working for? When do you need to get that coach into place?
Yeah, I know Darren came out the other day talking about January 14th. We're trying to make sure we get that sorted before preseason. So Tata did a great job with us. Left high as now we want to build on that. So that's kind of our main focus right now here in the off season, along with a few other things. But that's front and center for us, getting the new coach in and sorting that out before January 14th.
Yeah, because you don't get much downtime. And that's the interesting part of the schedule, is because of the nature of playing all the way through to the Cup Final, you only get about 2 months off, and you go right into the CONCACAF Champions League, which begins February the 19th, and the home-and-home with am I going to pronounce it as Aaron? How do I pronounce the team?
I'm going to let you do that. You do that on there, not me.
Aradiano?
Yeah, the Costa Rican club. How about that?
All right, how about that? Do you know Do you know anything about these guys?
Yes. So, they're a good Costa Rican club. They've qualified a few times for the Champions League. They're a good club, so it's going to be a tough battle. Yeah, 2 months on paper for us for sure, but it's about 5 weeks for the guys that they get some downtime and then they're back in preseason. So mentally, you know, we've asked them to just get away, relax, put the ball down, put the ball away. You know, if they want to watch soccer as, you know, just kind of over the festive period and enjoy it, great. But if not, turn soccer off, watch other sports, just get your head away because we've got a really, really long season coming up ahead of us, and we had a long season here.
Yeah, if you advance along in the CONCACAF, and I know we could talk about this more as we get to it, I mean, that, you know, in theory, that's those games are going to start crashing into the start of MLS, and you're going to have to really do some, you know, interesting things with your roster if you want to, you know, try and keep guys fresh too, especially at the beginning of the year.
No, you're right. I mean, and last year, the off season was try to build depth, try to build competition. And same thing for us now. We feel like we've done a pretty good job of, you know, building depth, building competition for spots. So going into, you know, where we almost have three challenges next year, the MLS, CONCACAF Champions League, and then the Open Cup, we want to do well in all those. So it's going to be, you know, squad rotation, you know, a deep roster, competition for spots. And that's really what we're focusing on going into next year.
As we look at this, so talking with Carlos Bocanegra, I know that some fans had asked me, we were talking about specifically about Miggy Almiron, and not so much whether, you know, how much money that you would get in a transfer fee or who he would go to, but what is, again, timeline, if there's going to be an offer, a big offer for him, I mean, is that something that happens sooner than later, or does that happen later, or when does that take place?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a good question. Look, it's the silly season, as people like to call it. The transfer window's coming up in January. For all the big leagues in Europe, our transfer window opens as well. So, you know, people will come knocking. We have a successful season. So then you get the individual accolades, and it's just, it's natural. It's part of the process. So, you know, we've had quite a bit of interest on him and a few of our other players as well. but look, there's not really a timeline on it or anything like that. But the transfer window in Europe shuts, you know, for the most part, February 1st.
All right, so prior to the start of the CONCACAF. Okay, I gotcha. Talking with Carlos Bocanegra, I just wanted to get some of the technical things out of the way, you man, as we talk a little bit about soccer. It's going to be another interesting thing as you go into opening up once you get through the holidays, is you're going to, you know, play next season, you're going to be the favorites.
Yeah, well, it's been an interesting offseason already. You know, I think people are gunning for us. People are gunning for us last year. We talked about that on the show a few times, that when people come into Mercedes-Benz, it's the game of their life. They want to play their best. They give us everything they have. And it's going to be no different next year. So, it's a different type of challenge. You know, there's no underdog role. Can't be speaking about that stuff. It is what it is. So we're, you know, that big bad, big brother, whatever you want to call it, out there, and everybody wants to come in and beat us, and we've got to be up for that challenge.
And by the way, just one other quick question, if I may, Carlos, and I appreciate you taking the time this morning. Anything on Sunday? Are you going to have anything to do with the Falcons on Sunday? Is there anything official?
No. So quite a few of the players have gone home to their respective hometowns where they grew up for the holidays, trying to get away. I know there's a few players going to the game on Sunday, I think potentially pulling the horn. But, no, for me, just trying to, again, get away, take some time, got a few birthday parties for the kids and whatnot. So I won't be there Sunday, but we'll be cheering them on for sure.
Right, absolutely. Well, enjoy this, and we look forward to, you know, catching up with you. Have a great holiday, and, you know, next time we're not going to be very far away from talking about other big things about, what, 6 weeks or so. You got everything kind of, you know, ramping up for you pretty quick. So do appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate it. No, great. It was excellent, fun, really fun year. You know, everybody in here putting the shift in, and appreciate talking to you guys. But no, it's been great. So happy for the city of Atlanta.
Thank you very much, Carlos.
Thanks, guys.